Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Monday, June 1st. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you who are doing your own decodes, following along at home, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QAnon.pub and QAlerts.app. If you are new to Q and looking for some help understanding Q's operation, you might want to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm. This book describes the beginning of Q's operation. I cover some of the major themes that Q discusses. The book, Calm Before the Storm, is available on both Amazon and Barnes & Noble. My theme for this broadcast is, do you see what is happening? Although emotions are running high during this time of the protests and riots, we have to remember that the evil people want us divided, and our strength comes from our unity. One of the mainstream reporters erroneously reported that the president was taken into the underground bunker by the Secret Service. This was on Sunday during the riots. And Q posted a link to that tweet and said, false, Woodshed was utilized regarding intelligence management monitoring of the situations. The Woodshed is an insider's term for the White House Situation Room. So Q indicated that the president was not in the underground bunker. He was in the Situation Room monitoring intelligence reports on Sunday. Mark Levin was cued. He wrote this, there is an insurrection taking place now. Anarchy. The governors must send in the National Guard. The president must now lay the legal predicate for potentially sending in the regular military. Q responded to Mark Levin, all assets are being deployed. People used as pawns controlled Q. Q wrote this last night, you are witnessing the greatest coordinated disinformation campaign to ever be launched against the American people, information warfare, infiltration versus invasion, insurgency, irregular warfare, D, Democrat efforts to regain power, Q. It's all about regaining power. If they cannot regain power come November, a lot of these people are going to jail. Q wrote this last night, be strong in the Lord. The child of God has no strength in themselves. Their strength comes from the work of the Holy Spirit in us. Just a reminder. This morning, Q posted a screenshot that appeared to show MSNBC using footage from a film as if it were a live news event. And I'm not going to read this because it ended up being incorrect. This Twitter account, Bad Scooter, doctored that image and kind of apologized for doing it, didn't mark it clearly. If you look very closely on this image, you can see that there's a little marker that says not real. So Anon posted that and said, confirmed that this is a fake image. Q said, confirmed. Helicopter rides create confirmation visibility challenges. Good catch. Thank you, Anon. It's Q. Like I said, if you look at the image here, you can see not real, but it's in very small letters. That's the only way to tell this wasn't a real image. Javal was cued for this video where a woman is basically yelling at these people for giving bricks to protesters and rioters. And she is just screaming and hollering at them. She's using a lot of profanity, so I'm not going to include this video. But Q posted a link to that. Do you see what is happening, Q? And there's just people rolling around the neighborhoods giving people bricks so they can throw them at buildings and other people. The Mad Hatter Chimney Sweep got cued for this video. These are people who are not with Black Lives Matters. They're people who came in from the outside. They're probably with Antifa. And this one woman who is with Black Lives Matters is there confronting these people, yelling at them, saying, you're not with us. What are you doing? Get out of here. You're trying to make us look bad. This woman here is with Black Lives Matters. And she's running these people off, telling them to get out of here, that she's going to give Black Lives Matters a bad name. So Q posted a link to that video. Do you see what is happening, Q? All these outsiders, outside organizations are coming in and they're co-opting peaceful demonstrations. Carly Q cued for this video where Bridges Owens explained the root cause of rioting.
And we have to understand that we find this in most of these blue states where you have governors who have not only shut down businesses for the last 3 months, don't want to open them up, and then you have these mayors who actually allow these people to come in and destroy business across the board. Small businesses is where our economy will come back strong, and we have Marxists that are actually up against that. So we have to realize who our enemy is. I'm looking forward to a president looking at these people as terrorists because that's who they really are, and they need.
All right, so Q posted a link to that video and said, well, it sums it up perfectly. It is actually a pretty good summary. All right, QAnon B was queued for a video. It's a YouTube video where a man explains how black people are used as pawns by politicians to achieve their own political goals. The video is about 15 minutes long. I'm not going to include the entire video, but I will include just a couple minutes of it here that you can listen to.
I'm basically say it like this. Around the time, probably the end of 2015, I started to notice infiltrators coming into the movement, which is already, it's been like this for a long time. But I actually started to see them all online, making fake pages. And basically, these fake people, part of the black movement, or whatever you want to call it, were basically, you know, feeding off our emotions, trying to get us involved in things that we're not involved in, trying to get us to believe in things that we weren't familiar with, and basically pushing us far to be more left and democratic. And one thing I want to say right now is, if you are a revolutionary or anything like that, you don't even believe, you're not even supposed to believe in politics. So for the people who still are believing that this movement, this black movement, even some of these white movements are legit, man, you have a lot of growing to do. I'm gonna say it again, you have a lot of growing to do. And I'm gonna concentrate right now anyway on the black leaders. Okay, the black leaders, a lot of the black leaders, and I want to hit with this video. A lot of the black leaders are straight leading us to our demise. Okay, they have us working, doing their dirty work. For us, their dirty work, I mean the far left's dirty work. They got us working basically for them, because how they're getting us is they're playing us emotionally. And they're basically saying how racist and how messed up guys on the far right and the neo-Nazis are, because they need all the help that they can get.
So Q responded to that video, sums it up perfectly. Black community used as pawns, welcome to the D party. Unity creates peace, unity is humanity. And you can check out that entire video if you want. Former Black Lives Matter Ferguson organizer talks about how they're being used as pawns. New York Governor Cuomo is warning of a second wave of COVID-19 as a result of not wearing masks, according to this article. So Anon posted a link to the article, and Q responded, attempting to establish a new narrative, riots created or creating second COVID-19 wave, loss of control regarding the first wave, regain control necessary regarding vote by mail and regarding state bailouts and regarding the economy and unemployment kill, etc. All assets deployed, win by any means necessary, 2020 presidential election. All right, Ginny Lauren was cued for this tweet. It's an old video of Hillary talking about why Democrats are not going to be civilized until they get control back.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again.
So Q responded, no civility unless Democrats win congressional control. Translation, MSDNC will incite and push division unless Democrat control is established. Think pre-midterms. This video was recorded prior to the 2018 elections. Think pre-2020 presidential election. Now, reconcile 1-1. The only thing that matters to them is regaining power, prevent public learning the truth, prevent accountability, self-preservation. These people are sick. Q. This Twitter account, Michael, was cued for this video, where you can see there are people spray painting buildings, BLM, Black Lives Matter, and the police over here on the left side of the screen are just watching these two people, one here and one over there, spraying graffiti on these buildings. So Q responded, police ordered to stand down by Democrat mayors and governors. Antifa coordinated safe zones, Q. Yeah, why would Democrat governors and mayors allow safe zones for Antifa? All right, this afternoon, President Trump had this to say about mobilizing the military.
We will succeed. Our country always wins. That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including your Second Amendment rights. Therefore, the following measures are going into effect immediately. First, we are ending the riots and lawlessness that has spread throughout our country. We will end it now. Today, I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets. Mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled. If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
And then Q responded immediately after the message was done. Roger, ball has been called. Good and green, Q. I believe that's just an indication that when Q said the other night, call the ball, he was talking about the possibility that the military would be deployed to stop the rioting. The president has basically given a green light to the military to proceed with operations. Immediately after the president got done with his message at the Rose Garden, he walked across the street to St. John's Church to visit the church that was burned last night. Held up a Bible once he got outside. I love this president. God wins. That gets us caught up to Q for today. If this broadcast has encouraged you, you might want to consider subscribing to my channel. Thank you for sharing this on social media. If you want to support me on Patreon, the link to my Patreon channel is in the description box, and the link to my book, Calm Before the Storm, is in the description box. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep our country in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.